recently, I moved into a new house. I was renting it temporarily while I was at school since it was close to campus. The house was small and not in great condition, but it was the most affordable at the time and I didn't have a lot of options. There was already another student living there when I moved in. His name was Sean. His other roommate had just moved out, so I was just filling the opening. I was a little nervous about living with the roommate since I had just moved out of my parents' house, and I had never lived with anyone else before. Sean and I hit it off pretty fast though. We were around the same age, so it was easy to find things that we had in common. I got over my nervousness of living with him quickly and it became a decent situation. We weren't around each other a lot anyway. I was at school pretty much every day, and when I was home, I always had a lot of homework to do. I spent most of my time in my room, but things started getting weirder as time went on. One night, I was up studying particularly late. I had an exam the next day and I was doing some last minute cramming. I finally went to bed around 2 a.m. when I couldn't keep my eyes open any longer. Then suddenly, not long after I had fallen asleep, I woke up to the sound of the doorbell. I found this weird since it was the middle of the night, but I decided to just ignore it and try to go back to sleep. I'm sure not even a minute later, the doorbell rang again, except this time it was followed by loud knocks. I was pretty annoyed by this as it was extremely late and I had my exam tomorrow, so I needed to sleep. I went to check the door, totally confused as to why someone would be ringing the doorbell at this time of night. I slowly approached the door, ready to catch whoever it was in the act. But when I opened the door, there was no one there.
"Hello, is anyone there?"
I said. Of course, no one answered. I looked around outside and didn't see anyone even remotely close by. I didn't know what to think, so I went back to sleep and didn't hear anything for the rest of the night. The following day, I asked Sean if he heard the doorbell last night. He said he had, but he didn't seem too worried by it. I told him how I had checked the door and there had been no one there, but he brushed it off, alluding it to probably some kid playing Ding Dong Ditch. I agreed that it was more than likely just some kid who lived in the neighborhood. But from that point on, it became total hell to live in that house. It would happen just about every other night. The doorbell would go off incredibly late, and if I ever answered the door, there would be no one there. I was losing sleep and started performing badly in my classes. I could barely keep my eyes open throughout the day. It was impossible for me to focus on anything. When it had been going on for some time, I tried talking to Sean about it again.
"Do you think that maybe we should call the cops?"
Sean kind of laughed at this, saying,
"They wouldn't take us seriously. We don't have any leads." "Yeah, I guess you're right. We have to do something, though. We can't keep living like this." "I'm sure we'll catch whoever it is eventually."
I hoped that Sean was right, but a few more days went by just the same as they had been. If anything, the doorbell was starting to ring even more than before. Then one night, I finally decided that I would stay awake and try to get to the bottom of what was going on. I was tired as hell and wanted nothing more than to go to bed, but I was desperate to catch the prankster. I knew that once I got him, I would finally be able to get some decent sleep. I hadn't told Sean what I was doing. I was worried that he would think I was crazy. I waited until it was around midnight and then quietly snuck out of the house. I slowly crept over to my car and got inside it. I slumped down in the seat so that I wouldn't be seen and waited for the culprit to show themselves. It was pretty creepy sitting in my car by myself in the middle of the night. I was so tired that I felt like my eyes were playing tricks on me. It seemed like hours went by with nothing happening. I was starting to feel cramped and stiff from sitting in the car for so long, but I had come this far and wasn't about to give up now. All I could do was wait and watch discreetly. Just as I was feeling so tired that I could have fallen asleep at any moment, I saw movement beside the house. I sat up a little, excited. This was it. I was finally going to catch the prankster. I rubbed the sleep from my eyes and started to head into the darkness. But what I saw was the most shocking thing ever. It was my roommate Sean coming from behind the house toward the front door. He was tiptoeing through the yard, obviously trying to stay quiet. When he got to the front door, he began to ring the doorbell and knock loudly. Then he turned and ran towards the back again. I couldn't believe it. I was in utter shock. It had been my roommate the whole time. I didn't know if I should run after him or what I would even say to him. I waited an hour or two to see if Sean would come back, but he never did. I finally headed back inside and collapsed into bed, totally exhausted. the next day, I packed up and immediately got the hell out of there. I could not stay in that house for another night. With everything that happened, I ended up dropping out of school and moving back in with my parents. I still regret ever moving in with that freak named Sean. This story was submitted by a viewer who claimed the incident happened to him while renting a bedroom in student housing. The viewer also alleges that he has since never interacted or seen Sean since that very same night, and decided not to alert the authorities or landlord as he wanted to put the instance behind him. The viewer then goes on to describe how his anxiety and blood pressure raises through the roof every time he hears a knock or doorbell sound.
So how far do you think we are from Jason's?
Bro, how do you not know where we are right now?
Haven't you walked this way like 100 times?
Yeah, but everything looks different in the dark. We've never come out this late before.
Speak for yourself, Mr. Virgin Mobile. I've been seeing a girl I met on Tinder.
And who's that? Your second cousin?
Dude, shut up. How's the celibate life going for ya?
Whatever. It's kinda creepy out here, don't you think?
Dude, grow some hair on your nuts. It's not that bad. We should have been sneaking out like this a long time ago.
As long as we don't get caught.
We're fine, Rick. Quit worrying.
You're such a buzzkill. You know what we should do?
What?
We should go and ring someone's doorbell, then run away. You know, ding-dong ditch.
What? I don't know, Joe.
Come on! It'll be hilarious!
Dude, I'm not a runner or a track star. And if you think it's such a good idea, then you do it.
Fine, I will. Wait here, loser.
Dude, I was bluffing. Please don't do it.
Go, go, go!
Dude, I didn't think you were actually gonna do it.
I'm not a coward like you.
I think we should head to Jason's now.
But I'm not done yet.
What do you mean?
We should egg a house.
Are you for real?
Realer than your mom's plastic knockers. And this time, you're doing it.
What? Me?
Yeah. Now hurry up. I rang the doorbell, so you throw the egg.
Dude, I don't want to—
Shut up and take the egg before I crack your eggs, chicken.
Okay. Fine.
That's it, princess. Now throw that egg like you make it rain at the club.
Oh, crap. Oh, crap. What the hell happened? How did that egg break the window?
It was hard-boiled.
What the hell is wrong with you? We can't go around breaking people's windows in the middle of the night. We're gonna get arrested.
Maybe you are, not me.
You piece of crap. I'm done for the night. I'm going home.
Come on, man.
Just one more house. No more eggs this time, okay?
No way, Joe. You're crazy. I'd rather beat meat than spend another minute hanging with you.
You're not going anywhere. You got that? We're ding-dong ditching one more house. Then we're going to Jason's.
Get off of me.
You can't go home. He's expecting us over there.
It's too risky. What if someone catches us?
They won't.
I'll tell you what. Let's rock, paper, scissors for it. If I win, then we do one more house. But if you win, then we go straight to Jason's. Deal?
Oh, man. Just make it quick, all right?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Damn it!
Woohoo! I knew you picked rock!
All right, you win. One more house, but no eggs.
No eggs!
This is gonna be sick.
Whoa. You should do that house, dude.
Hell no! Their lights are on and there's a silhouette of someone right there! Let's pick another house. This one is too creepy.
Stop being a wimp.
When are you gonna man the hell up? Dude, I just don't want to go to jail. My parents would spank the hell out of me.
I'm sure they already do.
Just wait here and watch this. I'm gonna show you how it's done, and what separates the boy from the men.
Be careful, Joe! Shh! Dude, you gotta get the hell out of there!
You didn't close me! Rick, help me! Help! Somebody help! Open the door, you creep!
Let him go or I'm calling the cops! Holy crap! Holy crap! I gotta get the hell out of here!
I smell a rodent. Come out, come out, wherever you are! Let me ring your bell since you like playing Ding Dong Dick so much.
What's your emergency?
Hello? Hello? You have to help me. I'm being chased by a lunatic. He took my friend. Please help me.
Sorry?
I can't understand you. Just hurry up. Please. Oh, God, Joe. Hang in there, buddy. The cops are on their way. I know everything is going to be all right. Just hang tight.
This story was inspired by an incident that happened in Naples, Florida. It was alleged that a few individuals were playing Ding Dong Ditch and happened to run into the house of a 78-year-old man named Roger. When one of the individuals rang his doorbell and ran away, the individual slipped down a tall flight of stairs that led to his porch. The man was then able to capture the individual and hold them hostage. Deputies advised Roger that he had no right to hold the victim against their will and arrested him. He later explained to deputies that the only reason he did it was because there had been repeated instances of people ringing his doorbell and running away, returning several times during the course of the day.
It was a hot summer night in 2020, when I was with five of my friends who decided to join me as we carpooled in the vehicle of Mr. Silverspoon. His name was Frank, and he was the rich friend in the group who had a car before anyone else did. We were real troublemakers at the time who couldn't get enough of strolling the area at night, causing mischief to anyone or anything we bumped into. We would usually just holler at random people on the sidewalk, egg houses, or throw toilet paper on people's lawns. So basically, we were the typical teenage bunch who enjoyed annoying people by spreading noise and land pollution. However, nothing was more satisfying or thrilling than Ding Dong Ditch. That was by far my friend's favorite activity, especially Frank, who loved to dare us to approach houses across the neighborhood, ringing the bell only to run away as fast as we could. I didn't enjoy it because I didn't like how some people chased after us and reported us to the cops. It was such a drag that it made me anxious every single time. But since I didn't want to be the party pooper who could lose all of his friends in one night just because I didn't like it as much as they did, I decided to play along. Frank, myself, and the gang drove off searching for our next prey. We parked the car by the sidewalk, then one of us would have to get out of the car as we took turns ding-dong-ditching a house before running back to the car. And when it wasn't enough, the guys decided to venture outside our neighborhood to cause even more trouble. Everything was going well, as there wasn't any crazy Karens chasing us or anything. So, I thought the night would go just as smoothly as the other guys when it was my turn. However, as I rolled down the window and glanced at the house my friends wanted me to target, I could see it had a single light on in the attic. I had this nagging feeling that eyes were all over me from the trees in the front yard to the rooms, which had been covered in darkness, and not too far from the front door was a beware of dog sign, which made my experience all the more nerve-wracking. So even before heading to the front door, I feared the creaking sounds on the patio would startle whatever dog was within the perimeters, and so I proceeded to take a few cautious steps forward, slowly reaching the front door. With every single step, I was convinced someone would burst open through the doors. I held my breath and proceeded to keep inching closer, but as I did, one of the porch lights suddenly turned on, making me edgier than I already was. Without any time to lose, I whispered loudly, saying,
"Psst, I don't think this is gonna be one of those lucky nights. I better call it off." "Come on, Peter, don't be such a wuss, and just do it,"
Frank said, All the other guys looked at me with eyes judging me for being such a coward. I was coerced by my so-called friends to do the deed. Then, I swiftly paced towards the front door without any hesitation as I felt my heart beat incredibly fast. I was so scared that I almost froze. The door didn't have a doorbell, so I had to knock. Then, as soon as I lifted my balled-up fist to finish the job, the door opened. There stood a scary older-looking man that looked to be in his 40s. His eyes were round, bulging, and menacing, and his hand was clenched in a fist. Then, in a split second, he raised his hand and began to swing as I quickly ran away from the lunatic, barely dodging his punch. As I urged my nimble legs forward, I felt my knees weaken as I tripped to the ground. And as I glanced behind me, the man almost had me. He was about to grab my legs when my adrenaline pushed me to get up. I then made a run for it to the car as Frank started it, and the other guys watched in terror, gesturing for me to enter the open back door of the vehicle as soon as possible. Then, out of nowhere, Frank started screaming.
Hurry up! He's about to grab you!
I didn't even dare look behind me, knowing the man was closing in. I then miraculously made it to the car as my friends yanked me in. And in the nick of time, they slammed the door as the creepy old man started pounding on the glass window with his fist saying,
"Open the door, you piece of garbage! I'm gonna make you regret stepping on my property! You hear me?"
Frank immediately drove off, honking his horn in amusement as the other guys laughed triumphantly. They were all like psychos that night, celebrating like I wasn't in any real danger. Then, as Frank drove, the most disturbing, most horrific thing would dawn on us. All hell broke loose when a pickup truck sped up and slammed into us from behind. It happened so fast that I could only remember the sound of me and the boy screaming in terror. As Frank desperately tried to maintain control of the vehicle, he constantly glanced in the rearview mirror, watching the crazed driver approaching us. He was so determined that he didn't stop hitting our vehicle until we spiraled to a stop. Frank relentlessly pressed the gas pedal, but the car wouldn't start, causing us to panic and tremble at the sight of the truck facing the vehicle's side. Then, in a split second, the truck accelerated, slamming into our car. A few months had passed, and I was at the funeral. Frank and my two other buddies were gone, but the memory of that crazed man still remained in my head. Luckily, he was locked up, and I only suffered a few minor fractures. The only thing that was broken was my heart. This story was inspired by a tragic incident regarding six individuals who decided to roam a neighborhood and play Ding Dong Ditch. Unfortunately for them, the individuals picked the wrong house to Ding Dong Ditch. They rang the doorbell from the home of a 42-year-old man named Anurag, whom they did not know and of course ran off. Anurag then got into his vehicle in a fit of rage and intentionally did what was portrayed in the animation. He has since been charged and sentenced despite testifying that he was constantly being harassed and his home being ding-dong ditched countless times.